Stories of the Prophets. Stories of the Prophets. Peace be upon them. God's Prayer. After her. Hello. On the best of creation. Everyone. Olu Asmin. Their nicknames. Thin. The story of David. Peace be upon him. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. And prayers and peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And upon his family and companions. Everyone. As for after. The children of Israel remained. On the path of righteousness. A period of time. Then they created it. Events after that. And they did evil things. Some of them worshipped idols. And it was still between. The most prominent among the prophets. Who commands them to do good. And he forbids them from evil. And he establishes them according to the Torah. Until they did what they did. Of the sins. So God gave them power. Their enemies and killed them. Great killer. They captured many people. And they took countries from them. A lot. They even stole the coffin from them. Which is inherited. And servants of God, peace be upon him. And they took the Torah from their hands. There was no one left to preserve it. There are only a few of them. After a long time. I rose up among them. Doctrine again. So they asked for a prophet of theirs. His name is Shmuel. To choose a king for them. He leads them in the battle of dignity. With enemies. Those who robbed them of their property. And their money and their homes. When their prophet wanted. To verify the validity of their intention. On the fight. He told them. I fear that you will be destined to fight. Don't you fight? And go back on your words. They denounced this statement. Their enthusiasm rose. To the peak they say. Why should we not fight? For God's sake. We were expelled from our homes. And our children. I see their prophet having that determination. He prayed to God Almighty. Them. When God wrote for them. Fighting took over. Except a few of them. As is nature. The children of Israel broke the covenant. And breaking a promise. And disperse in. Halfway. God chose for the children of Israel. A king called Talit. It was watering. And it was said. He was a tanner. It was common among them. That prophecy is in. Tribe of Levi. And the king is in the tribe of Judah. When God chose. Talit is king over them. He is from the tribe of Benjamin. They fled from him. They challenged his emirate. They said we are more deserving. With the kingship from him. They mentioned that he was poor. I told him of the money. Their prophet told them. God has chosen him over you. And he increased his wealth. In science. So that he can know. Politics and military matters. And battle management. And simplicity in the body. To maximize its danger and impact. In hearts and battles. They said to their prophet. If you are honest. Bring us a sign. They said he was a king. The best of them is their prophet. Any verse they want. And they said. That the coffin be returned to us. It is a box on it. Sheets of gold. It contains tranquility and dignity. And there is the rest. From the effects of Moses and Aaron. Peace be upon them. It is Moses' staff and clothes. And some panels that. The Torah was written in it. Then the angels came carrying. The coffin is between heaven and earth. Until I put it down. In the hands of Talut. And people are looking. They believed in Shmuel's prophecy. They obeyed Talut. Tulut came out with an army of his own. 80,000. But he knew. He will face a huge army. Several outnumber them. And they multiply in number. There are strong, strong men. And Tulut also learned that his army is from a nation. Defeated, I knew. Defeat and humiliation are history. Long. He wanted to test them before arriving to the battlefield. He said to them, God is afflicting you. By a river, whoever drinks from him, not from me. That is, he does not accompany me. Whoever does not feed him is from me. Except for the one who got carried away a room with his own hand. That is, there is no problem with him. So they drank from it. A few of them. This is where the class gets going. Again. Thousands of people come out of it. If they turn on their heels. Ibn Abbas said. May God be pleased with them both. Who scoops it with his hand? It was narrated and who drank? It was not narrated from him. So 76,000 drank. And it remains. He has 4,000. When they left to the battlefield, and they looked forward to fighting, they caught a glimpse of their enemies. Stronger men. They prefer diathesis. And they outnumber them several times. And their brave Goliath. Their leader is a ram. Their battalion arrives. And he wanders around. The owners of Tulut divided into two groups. A team of them. Their resolve failed. And their hearts were broken. Their strength failed. And they said no. Today we are overwhelmed by Goliath and his soldiers. And he was let down. These are about the faithful army. And a team of them. Their morale remained patient and steadfast. They are the ones who live in faith. Drink in it the love of God Almighty. And get ready to die. The number of their enemies did not bother them. It did not deter them. Their small number. They lined up into 300. And a few dozen men. These said. How many class? Many groups were defeated. God willing. And God is with those who are patient. And when they emerged for Goliath and his soldiers, they said, may God help us. We must be patient and steady our feet and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. This category related to God. She determines fate. The battle after that. Renewing her covenant with God. And turn with their hearts to him and ask for victory from him alone. She faces this alone. Terrible situation. He was a follower of Tulut. A young man. He is 17 years old. His name is David. He was tending sheep for his family. Came out with his older brothers to defeat Goliath's army. When the two teams lined up, Goliath came out. He struts between the two rows. He was one of the giants. The mighty. He was a brave knight. No one will stand up to him. So he asked for a duel. People feared him. They refrained from dueling him. Until Tulut said, whoever stands out to him. And he kills him, so I will marry him. My daughter in B. To him is the kingdom after me. Then David came. He said, I stand out to him, and he disdained him. Tulut when he saw him when he was young. His age and short stature. Then call. Second and third. No one came out. David came to him and said, I stand out to him. I will kill him, God willing. So Tulut gave him permission. So he went down and took it. His weapon and slingshot. He went out to Goliath. When he saw him, he insisted and told him, You, girl, come out to him. David said yes. And I'm your killer. Goliath became angry. He wanted to hit David with his sword. David refused. Who hit him? Then he threw him with a slingshot. God's name. He hit Goliath's head with it. So he struck him. Then he cut off his head and threw it away. To his army. So people mixed. It was defeat. And God gave. Blessed and most high is his servant. David is a son's king. Israel after Talit. And he gave him prophecy. Which is more honorable than the king. After Shmuel. Peace be upon him. An increase in his promotion. In degrees of honor and perfection. And it did not meet. Kingship and prophecy for anyone. Before him among the children of Israel. Here it is. The star of the prophet of God has risen. David, peace be upon him. God has blessed me. On David, peace be upon him. With matters and his knowledge. Things that were specific to him and no one else. He praised him. With distinctive qualities. About other people. It is so. That God Almighty. He has strengthened his queen. By making him. In people's hearts. He was the most powerful king on earth. Sultana. He was guarding his sanctuary every day. The night of 36. 1,000 men. They will not have a seizure again. Until next year. David judged him. Peace for 40 years. His reign was not witnessed. Any attempt to object. On it. And God gave him wisdom. It is prophecy. And God gave him the decisive speech. It is a strong understanding. Alphakib for pleadings. And good judgment. Effective in disputes. He is also a good orator. And eloquence of speech. He was the first to say it. As for after. If he wants to start talking again. And God has come. David, peace be upon him, the Psalms. It is a book. From God. It contains 150 surahs. It's all a prayer. Glorification and praise. On God Almighty. There is neither haram nor halal in it. There are no obligations. And there are no limits. Make his reading easier. So he commanded his animal. To saddle. Then he reads the entire Psalms. Before he finished his animal. And what was written in it. The land is inherited by servants. God is righteous. They are Muhammad. May God bless him and grant him peace and his nation. And God gave him. Also a beautiful, melodious voice. Which was. If he swam with it. The high mountains swim with him. Deaf and tall women. And the birds stand for him. Al-Sharhat al-Gadiyat. And the smells. It responds to all types of languages. Everyone who heard him rejoiced. From humans and jinn. And birds and mountains. So praise God. And he gets paid. Praise her. Because he caused it. And in the right way. That the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. He heard the voice of Abu Musa. Al-Ash'ari, may God be pleased with him. He reads at night. He stopped and listened. To read it. And he said. This flute has been given to me. From the Psalms of the family of David. He described God. God Almighty, peace be upon him. That he is a repentant. That is, many returns. To God in repentance and repentance. And that's why. That is, he is the owner. Strength and fortitude in obedience. And worship. In the two sahis on the authority of the messenger of God. May God bless him and grant him peace. He said. I love praying to God. David's prayer. Fasting is loved by God. David's fast. He slept half the night. And three do. He sleeps 6 days. He used to fast one day. One day fades away. He does not flee if he meets them. God praised David. Peace be upon him, be patient. Our prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, recommended. Be patient to taste his feathers. Reminding him. David, peace be upon him, was patient. To imitate him. And God Almighty said. Be patient with what they say. And remember. Our servant David. That's it. Ob. We are. We mocked the mountains with him. They swim in the evening. And the sunshine. And the bird is stuck. Eat his. Ob. We strengthened his rule. And we gave him wisdom. And the speech was separated. He was specialized. God Almighty. David, peace be upon him, by order. No one had before him. Not after that. It is the softening of iron for him. The iron was in his hand. Like wax and dough. He can do whatever he wants. Without fire or beating. Hammer. It was narrated that David, peace be upon him. He was going out in disguise. People ask about their king. David and his biography. He doesn't ask anyone. Except he praised him well. So God sent a king in the form of a man. So David purified him. He asked him as he was. He asked someone else. He said he is the best of people. For himself and his nation. However, there is a trait in it. If you weren't in it, it would be perfect. He said, what is it? He said, eating. And he feeds his children. From the Muslim treasury. Then it is set up. David, peace be upon him. To his Lord in supplication. He asked him to teach him a job. He sings about it and sings about it. And he feeds his children. So God now has iron for him. He taught him how to make armor. He was the first to do it. And God guided him. To do it sabagat. Covers the entire body. And to be appreciated. List its episodes. Don't be small. So the fighter grows stronger. And do not be wide. So that spears run out of it. And swords cut it. But in between. God Almighty said. And we have come. David is from us. Please. O mountains of Obi. With him and the birds. And to us. He has iron. We make sabagat. Estimated in the narrative. And they did good. I am what? What you do will happen. It was David, peace be upon him. He makes armor by hand. And he sells it. He eats its price. And he gives charity. He is a king. God has enabled him on earth. However, it was no. He eats only those who work with his own hands. One day. And while David, peace be upon him. Colin himself. He worships in his niche. His door was closed on him. He was surprised by a group. They enclosed the mihrab over it. He was terrified of them. Because they entered it. At an unusual time. And without permission. How could they? Bypass all guards. And they reached him. And in fact. They were just that. Angels. And they said to him. Don't be afraid. We are two opponents who have disagreed. Between us. And we have come to you to rule. Between us in truth. Don't overdo it by leaning. To one of the two parties. One of the two opponents said. This is my brother. He has 99 ewes. And I have one. So he asked me for it. to include her in his sheep. He insisted on me. He defeated me in addressing him. Because it is stronger. And I am more eloquent. In front of this issue. Clearly defined. And his brother did not object. As he said. It was not long before David said, "Peace be upon him during his reign. He wronged you by asking your sheep. To his sheep. And that was before he heard it. From the other side." Then the two opponents disappeared. And David realized. Peace be upon him, his mistake. And he knew that this. It was a test for him from God. So he had to hear from both sides. Before deciding on the ruling. So get out. Prostrating to God Almighty. And Fong. God Almighty said. Did he come to you? News of the opponent when he becomes angry. Mirab. When they came to David. He was terrified of them. They said, "Don't be afraid." Two opponents wanted each other. He ruled between us with the truth. He judged between us with justice. And don't overdo it. We were guided to both the path. This. My brother has 90. You. I have 1 you. I have 1 you. And he said, "Sponsor it for me." He comforted me in the speech. He said, "I have." He wronged you with a question. You're you to his you. Even if it is a lot of mixed people. To want each other. To want some of them on each other. Except those who believe. And they did good deeds. And we few of them. And David thought. We only tempted him. So ask forgiveness. His Lord. So he asked forgiveness from his Lord. And another kneeling. And Fong. So we forgave him for that. And if he has. With us. Harbor. And Hassan Mob. O David. We made you. Caliph on earth. He ruled among the people. With the truth. He ruled among the people. With the truth. And do not follow desire. He will lead you astray from a path. God. Indeed, those who go astray. For the sake of God. They have torment. Severe. They have torment. Severe. What they forgot one day. Account. Dear brothers. The prophet of God was mentioned. David, peace be upon him. In the Quran 16 times. And from his story. We learn many lessons. And the lessons. Among them is that God has. He worked on his creation. The Amalekite leader also destroyed Goliath. With David's sling. Peace be upon him. He destroyed his numerous people. Gear. A few 10 and 300. A man who believes in God. Positions do not change. From the person's condition. David, peace be upon him. With what he has of kingship and singing. Except he was a blacksmith. He eats from the work of his own hands. He was fasting and staunch. Much remembrance and praise. To God Almighty. God Almighty's grace. On David, peace be upon him. Adam, peace be upon him, saw him. In the world of Adam. Among his descendants. And between his eyes. And a ray of light. So he asked about him. And God said, "This is Abdul Salah. From the last of your descendants. God Almighty. He praises and loves. Strength is in obeying him. Heart and body strength. It gets from her. One of the effects and goodness of obedience. And many of them. What does not happen with weakness. And lack of strength. And the servant should use it. Its causes. and do not rely on laziness and unemployment. Violent force. Self-weakening. God Almighty's care. With His prophets and pure ones. When something goes wrong with them. With His charm. Them and their affliction. By means of which the warning will be removed from them. And they come back. To more complete than their first state. Kamal is a dream. David, peace be upon him. He was not angry with them. When they came to him without permission. And he is the king. And do not rebuke them. And we scolded them. The servant must stand up. Sermon and advice. Even if it was big. Great knowledge. If someone preaches to him or advises him, he does not get angry or disgusted. Rather, he takes the initiative to accept. And thanks. The two adversaries advised David. Peace be upon him. He was neither disgusted nor angry. Mixing between relatives and friends. And the worldly and financial encounters. Between them. Causing hostility between them. And some of them were wronged. On each other. And he does not respond to that. Except to use fear of God. And be patient with things. By faith and good deeds. And this is less. Something in people. For the rest of the talk. God willing. And God knows best. May God bless and grant peace. On our Prophet Muhammad. And on his family. And all his companions. You were with stories. The Prophets.